Okay, it is 15 minutes after 9 o'clock, and you've heard of the Humboldt Roller Derby. Well, we've got two of the roller derbyists. I don't know what you call the participants.
Athletes.
Okay, skaters. That works for me. Mm-hmm. We got two of them here in the studio. We have Chelsea and Mother Thumper.
Good morning.
I love those names.
Yeah. They are pretty fun.
They are fun. So we were just talking a little bit off air. Mother Thumper, you've been doing this since 2010.
Yes, I have.
That's a long time.
That is a long time. This is my first official year on the roster team and stuff. I've had a few injuries and stuff, but that didn't stop me. I keep coming back for more.
Are these injuries from doing the roller derby?
Yeah, roller derby, yeah. Practice. It's hard work.
Practice the hardest part?
I think so. Against each other. Yeah. I think we beat each other up more than we get beat up by the other opposing teams. It's kind of funny.
And Chelsea, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for about 4 years now. Yeah, I'm coming back from an injury as well. I broke my knee last season, so I won't be playing in this game. But as you can see, I'm walking again, so that's good. And I'm back on skates. I just have to, you know, build up my endurance and get back on the team.
Don't you wear like knee pads though?
We do, but sometimes they slip down if you get hit the wrong way. You know, we're going pretty fast around the track there. Things happen.
Wow. Now, this is different from the roller derby that I grew up on as a kid. We were watching the Thunderbirds. It was kind of like the. The scripted wrestling that we grew up with as well.
Oh, yeah. It's come a long way. We are WIFTA sanctioned now. We have teams all over the country, and even the international teams are getting in on this. It's just wonderful. We're having a doubleheader on Saturday.
I heard that.
We actually have the Saplings playing an interleague bout first.
Now, Saplings are the young, up-and-coming.
They are our junior team, and we actually just started this year a seedling team. 7 years old, we got those little girls rolling around in skates. It's just so fabulous to watch and stuff. But we're playing the She-Devil Dads from the Bay City.
San Francisco, yeah. Shevil Deads. Yeah. Yes. The last time we played them was 5 years ago when it was like Derby was still newer. You know, they were wearing dresses back then. If you check out our Facebook page, you can look at some old school Derby pictures.
Dresses,
but,
really?
Yes. So, you know, now we wear, you know, jerseys shorts. And, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they actually wore dresses. Like if you saw a Whippet, it was kind of like that style. But yeah. Check it out. I think the pictures are pretty funny. But yeah, it'll be a really exciting game playing San Francisco. We're really stoked about it. Yeah,
doors open at 5, game starts at 6, and you can still get tickets at People Records, Wildberries, The Works, and Steel. $12 at those facilities and $15 at the door and stuff. Come early, get a good seat and stuff. Our sponsors this bout is Lost Coast Brewery, 93K Slug, and Precision Intermedia. And our nonprofit organization this bout is Humboldt Domestic Violence Services.
Fantastic.
We've given over last year probably well over $50,000 back to the community. That is a major part of us being together and giving back and stuff. We love that. So,
how is Humboldt Roller Derby ranked in
the
standings?
So WIFTA, the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, they're like our sanctioning government, and I think there are, what, 438 teams.
That many?
Yes, there's a lot of us.
That's amazing. I would never have believed that.
Don't quote me on this, but the last time I checked, I think we were around like 63 to 67. Wow. We were pretty good for a small town team.
Pretty badass.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, I think we're pretty awesome.
Yeah. And we're rebuilding our team. We've had a lot of vets go for the last couple of years. We're rebuilding our team and stuff. We got some great new players. You know, we got Tenacious D. We still have Snakes on the Plane. We still got our Sugar Rush and stuff. And Rotten Tula to the Core. Come out and check us out. It's going to be a great time.
Wow. Yes.
Plus, we've got beer, Lost Coast Brewery, you know.
Yeah.
Come and support a great cause. You know, we give some money to like a nonprofit organization every game. You can have beer. It's family friendly as well. Entertainment. It's like a whole night of family fun time.
It's at Ribbonacres, right?
In sports. So you don't have to know about roller derby to enjoy the game. I always tell people, like, they're like, I don't know how it works. Well, come, our announcer, Jason, he's really awesome at explaining everything. So I'm talking to you right now. You should come and watch tomorrow. I'd love to have you. Yeah. Plus, we have a pair of tickets if anyone is curious and wants to win some.
Fantastic. So now this is flat track, you were saying. So yes. This is, you don't have like the raised.
We do not have the bank track. And stuff. It's flat track.
The nice thing about flat track is it's more competitive because it's easier for, it's more like open for everyone, you know. It costs a lot of money to make a bank track. We don't have the money. We don't have the place to do it. We play at Redwood Acres where we rent the area. So we couldn't even build a bank track. But it's way more competitive because, you know, there's only a small number of teams that actually even have a bank track. So,
is that a different organization or league if you have a bank track?
Yes, they do. They have a different sanctioning thing. It's not the Women's Flat Track Derby Association.
Got it. Okay. Fantastic. And now you've been doing it for like 5 years. How long has it been around?
They started
2009, 2010 is when the like revitalizing derby came about, when it's like the new derby, not the old school derby. And it started in Texas, I think, and it just took off like wildfire.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and they started, I think, in 2007 practicing. They were in enclosed practices. Nobody really knew anything about it. It was kind of, and then we started doing interleague games against each other and stuff. And then 2008, I think, was the first year that they actually had other teams come up and play them and stuff. So the founder was Jennifer McMahon. She just retired last year and stuff, and she's the one that put all this together and stuff. She just did a fabulous job, and we're just going strong.
She was our president. The new president, Miss Bianca Swagger. She is, you can see her tomorrow night. She's awesome. She's also my derby wife. So I didn't know if you'd realize you're talking to the first lady of Humboldt Roller Derby.
I did not know that.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. That's very cool. That is very cool. So what would you say to folks out there who are going, well, this sounds kind of interesting. What would persuade me to join Humboldt Roller Derby and to become an athlete on one of these, on this team?
I think it's just girl power. It's just the camaraderie that we have and just learning from all your derby sisters and athleticism. I mean, it's like me, I was just sitting on the couch all the time doing a bunch of nothing, and I do not like to exercise. So I like, you know, I like to skate, and I love roller derby. I used to watch the old school stuff. So that's what got me into it. It's just really trying to get physically fit.
So what kind of skates do you use? Do you use roller blades or the old school?
Quad skate.
The quad skates. Yeah. The old school quad skates.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Definitely, you know, and it's just, you got to learn your skills. I mean, you've got to jump and block.
It's a full contact sport. You know, they say it's like football on skates. Where else can women play a full contact sport, you know, especially after a certain age? You know, there's like really no options.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely something that you can do well in your 50s. I am over 50, so
yay.
A lot of people, oh, I can't do that. I'm too old. You're never too old. You just got to get out there and try it.
Yeah,
never say never.
Figured you'd have to be at least my age, since you know the old school.
Oh, yeah.
Roller derby stuff.
I love it.
Our youngest is 18.
Wow.
We started 18. Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And then saplings are even younger. They start, the seedlings start at 7. So
this is the first year that we had a sapling come to the adult league and stuff, the Zombie Stardust. She's done a fabulous job. It's awesome. You guys just got to come out and check us out.
So
family friendly.
Your names. You got to have, you got to come up with a special derby name before you get on the team.
Once you make the team, then you get your name.
You have to earn it.
Is it given to you or do you get to make it up?
We make it up.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's something that you earn. That's a badge of honor when you get to the level 3 and get to make up your own derby name. Yeah,
alrighty.
That's a fun part too.
So if I was to be on the team, what do you think my name would be?
Jeez. Let me come back to you on that one. We're going to be seeing you next month. I'm going to make a list.
Okay. There we go. We'll try to get one for you next month, and then we'll...
You can be an unofficial, player.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Fantastic.
Yay.
All righty. Well, can you say good luck in this, or do you say break a leg? Break a leg to you guys seems a little dangerous.
We could actually break a leg.
You literally could.
Would you like to give away two tickets?
Sure.
Let's give away two tickets. So somebody who hasn't experienced roller derby,
I'd love somebody
come and
hasn't
check
been
us
yet.
Out. So let's give away two tickets.
Okay. Well, let's do that then. We can. I guess we'll just do it the easy way. We'll just give it to Caller 5. How's that sound?
Sure, sounds great. Show.
Okay, caller 5 right now at 786-KHUM at 786-5486. Call right now that you're the fifth caller in, and we will get you in to see this wonderful bout tomorrow night at Redwood Acres. Should be a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah. Double header.
Southlands
first, and then the adult teams. So.
Fantastic.
Yay.
All right. Chelsea and Mother Thumper, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks
always
for having us.
You bet. Call right now. Get those tickets.